Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to my podcast. This is where I get raw and real with you guys about my journey and just honestly life as an entrepreneur, especially as a spiritual person. There's so many times where people ask me the same questions all the time, and I just thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to put a podcast together and I'm just going to ramble about the bullshit that goes through my mind on a daily basis without having a filter, with no scripts, just kind of like be me. And you'll hear these podcasters and they're like, hey, what is up? Like they have their greeting. That's not me. That's not who I am. I'm just me. I'm authentic, honest, too blunt, and just give no shit. So anyways, so I wanted to talk about what entrepreneurs, business people, successful people, what separates them different from the people that, you know, work 9 to 5s. And this isn't Donnie, like, this isn't shooting anybody down that does a 9 to 5, because you know what, like, I used to work it. I give you guys props. There's some jobs that I can't do. I don't have, honestly, like, the stomach for it. So I give you guys props for that. But a lot of people don't realize that what entrepreneurs and successful people do to practice every day to become successful is, it's really simple, all right? You ready for it? It's fucking gratitude. It's being thankful for the things that you've been given every day. When it comes to, you know, waking up, opening your eyes up, say, thank you, universe. Thank you, God, or whoever you praise. You know, thank you for allowing me to wake up today. Not a lot of people get that chance. You know, be thankful for it. And, you know, say every day, you know, thank you, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you, you know, allowing me to still be here. And people think that's crazy. You know, it's something so simple and we forget about it all the time. And it's like, you need to take a step back at that moment. When you start forgetting to be grateful for things, if we're grateful for, you know, not being grateful for, you know, people being nice to you or holding a door for you or whatever it may be, you need to take a step back and do a reality check on what you're doing with your life, because that is not it. It's being nasty as hell. That is not it. So start practicing little things in, you know, the day to day. You know, I have animals. Every day I say, you know, universe, thank you so much for allowing my animals to be in good health. Because if not, like, I would be so stressed and financially just, I wouldn't be able to afford it right now. And that's okay. You know, that's me being honest and that's my journey and everything, but I'm thankful for the universe for keeping them safe and protecting them from any illness that could harm them or take them away from me. You know, allowing my car to drive me to and from places and allowing me to have that luxury. You know, thank you, universe, for allowing me to have a vehicle to help me get the things that I need to get done. So these are some examples that you can integrate in your life and every day, even something so simple as having a cell phone. Some people don't have that advantage of having a cell phone. Thank you, universe, for allowing me to work from my phone and to be able to afford working from my phone to communicate with loved ones and to be able to use it in my day-to-day life. Thank you, universe. So there's so many different things that you can say and do if you don't know the right thing, but obviously there's no wrong way of doing this. It's so easy to just like get caught up on trying to understand and overanalyze everything when in reality is it's literally right in fucking front of your face. That's all it is. So I want to hear you say, you know, 4 things that you're fucking grateful for the day. Are you ready? Let's do it. So I'm going to say my 4 things. And during this time, I want you to say the 4 things that you're grateful for. I wrote mine out because I'm actually working with a book too, because honestly, this is my favorite book. If you've never done it before or read it, it's The Secret, The Magic. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's by Rhonda Byrne and she is absolutely freaking amazing. She talks about gratitude in this book. It is phenomenal. I'm not sponsored anyway. She's just absolutely amazing. Like, blows my mind. Like, I noticed a huge difference. Like, a huge shift in my life when I start practicing her daily little secrets and stuff, and it changes my life. Like, my business starts booming, and my health gets better, and like a lot of just different things. My financial security like gets better. I start building a savings again. Like, So many different things. So for me, I'm blessed and I'm thankful for my clients booking this week because without them, I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. So it sounds really selfless in a sense, but I'm a psychic medium and honestly, this is just, something that I do. And it takes a lot of energy for me to do and for them to kind of give back that energy in a sense, even in money form. Like it doesn't have to be, but in money form, it allows me to continue doing what I love doing, which is helping people succeed, helping them, see their truth spiritually and, on an entrepreneur level. And it means a lot to me. Thank you, universe, for allowing me to have great health. Thank you, universe, for allowing my animals to have great health. My other one is I'm so grateful the universe has allowed my car to be safe while I figured out how to get things paid for. My brakes are about to go out in the back of my car, if we're being real on the low. And I was waiting for the money to go to come in for it. And, I'm thanking the universe for providing that for me because there's so many times I started doubting myself and I kept saying, universe, send me a sign. I'm grateful for whatever you send me. And it was enough money to pay for those brakes. I just dropped over $2,000 on my car in the last 2 months and it was just a lot. Kind of like knocked out my savings and everything and my moving money. And you know what? And this is where the thing is like a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of successful people don't talk about their personal stuff. Like obviously, like keep it within reason, but this isn't all my like details about my life. Like so many people assume that I'm giving every detail about my life and I'm sharing too much. The thing is that I share certain details for a reason because I want people to know that I'm authentic, I'm real. This is the person that I am, and I want people to feel relatable in a sense. Like I want you guys to know that you're not alone. You're not the only one struggling here. And if I can get back up, you can get back up. That's as simple as that. If, you feel knocked down on your ass and you're crying and you just don't know where to go in life, put that knee, if you're laying on the ground, put your knee up one knee at a time and then stand up and say, "All right, universe, what do you have for me? What do I need to do now? Because at this point, I am all yours. I have nothing to lose." When you have that fear and everything go away and you tell the universe you have nothing to lose, that's when the universe literally lines things up for you. They know that you don't, the material things don't matter anymore. You just do. And then that's so crazy for, I guess so many millennials and just people in general. They're too focused on the material items being shown to them on like whether it's social media, like Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it may be, all these, especially the younger kids, they all think that, you have to have that Louis Vuitton, that the Gucci or whatever to be somebody, and you really don't. I mean, hell, look at Bill Gates. He wears the same thing like every day and it like doesn't cost him more than like $100. Really? Like, and y'all is spending $400 on shoes. They have no car, no savings, no any of that. Like, what are you doing? I don't understand it. So, anyways, I want to end this here. Hopefully, this helps somebody in some way. I just felt guided today to just kind of release this and just kind of like a raw and real moment and kind of share a little tidbit, tip of the day thing. But I'm excited. Life is getting ready to go crazy for everybody. There's so many changes happening. There's so many things in the universe just getting ready to release. And it's about to be an amazing journey for everyone. So, hope you guys have a good day. Enjoy Memorial Weekend and don't turn up too much. Be safe, and I'll talk to you later.